Remember this?
Oh, it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, or hear the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
It's Slim Dusty, of course. He had dozens of hits, including Duncan. I love to have a beer with Duncan. Three Rivers Hotel, When the Rain Tumbles Down in July, and that one, his best known probably, which brought him international acclaim way back in 1957, The Pub with No Beer. Well, now, Slim Dusty's hometown of Kempsey on the New South Wales Mid-North Coast is honouring him with the Slim Dusty Centre, a dedicated museum to Slim Dusty called An Australian Life in Song. And really one of the drivers behind this is Slim Dusty's wife, Joy McKean. Not just his wife, she was a musician too, and she wrote many of his hits. And Joy McKean joins us from Kempsey right now. Hello, Joy.
Hello, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We spoke about this a long time, this idea. This is the culmination of many years' work. Tell us about the Slim Dusty Centre. What's going to open? What does it look like?
Oh, look, it's a big opening today. It's a great, it's a beautiful day up here. And I'm up at the farm, actually, and about to go into the centre now. And the people have been coming from everywhere. And I really can't believe it. All happened, Fran. I remember ages ago, you know, you said, oh, let me know when it's happening. So today's the day.
Yeah, it was a lot of hard work, and I know there's been a lot of people involved in getting it going. And so there should be a tribute to Slim and you, really. Slim, I think, has won 37 Golden Guitar Awards at Tamworth Country Music Festival that you're a part of setting up. He released a staggering number of albums, so it's got quite a legacy. What's on show at the Slim Dusty Museum, apart from his Purple Falcon, which I know is there?
Pardon?
Apart from his car, his Purple Falcon, what's on show at the Museum of Slim's work?
Oh, look, old Purple is sitting up there, and also our last living caravan, but there's a whole designed exhibition. The Central Gallery alone holds the awards and awards and golden guitars and all the gold and platinum records, or most of them, but the full exhibition inside is pardon me, is telling the story of how Slim came from the Nulla, all the people that he worked with and met on the way, on the songwriters, the singers that were with him. There's a lot of memorabilia there. There's the Pepper Minardi cradle, you know, that was I wrote a song about, but we have things like that there. Also multimedia things there, Fran. For instance, Slim as a boy a scrapbook, and as he got older, he also kept a lot of things in this little cardboard suitcase when he was travelling around. And now it's one of the multimedia things is that you can look at that scrapbook and some of the things that Slim kept.
And you mentioned the caravan. Did you and Slim used to get around the country on your tours in this caravan?
And this was the last one. We began in, first of all, Fran, the one that I got first, I used to call it the egg. It was shaped like an egg. It had a kerosene primus, no water tank, and I couldn't get the electricity to work either. So I had a pump-up killy lamp. That was the first one. The last one, of course, had electricity, a nice big refrigerator, everything that opens and shuts, of course, until it got filled with dust on some of the outback roads.
What a wonderful time you must have had travelling around in that. And the Slim Dusty Centre, it's not just the museum, it's not just paying tribute to Slim and to you. It's a visitor centre, and there's even Dusty's Dinner Camp Cafe.
Look, it's a centre for the Macleay Valley, for Kempsey. It has we have a cafe there, we called it Slim's Dinner Camp. It has the function centre, and we have, for instance, a beautiful painting exhibition that's on there at the moment. We can host travelling exhibitions. We have the museum, of course, and plenty of space there for functions that the community wishes to hold, because there's never been a really big function centre handy for Kempsey, and there's so much for people to see up there, you know.
Absolutely there is, and now there's even more with the Slim Dusty Centre. Joy, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Fran. And to celebrate again, we're releasing 10 songs that have never been heard by Slim. They were just one day he was came in and he was just sitting and singing. He put stuff down. We found the cassette later, and there's 10 songs of Slim, just Slim and his guitar, and you can really hear a happy man. So I think it's celebrating everything for us today, Fran. It's a wonderful day.
It is a wonderful day indeed. Joy, good luck with it. You enjoy it, and thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for asking me. Bye-bye.
Joy McKean, wife of, not just wife, but collaborator, musical partner of country music legend Slim Dusty. And today, in Kempsey, on the New South Wales Mid-North Coast, the Slim Dusty Centre will be officially opened.